you have the same underlying fundamental process, right? And it's just like, okay, what can I absorb in-house as I scale? And like, as you get, as you scale, it makes more sense because it's just, it's more efficient if they're in-house. It's more, you know, it costs less if it's in-house, but you can't afford in-house before you're at that point, right? Because it's too expensive.
Right.
And that's where somebody like Gary or you know, the other ones out there are really good at filling the front end of the funnel. That's like buying leads.
Insurance dudes are on a mission to escape being handcuffed by our agencies.
How? By uncovering the secrets to creating a predictable, consistent, and profitable agency sales machine.
I am Craig Pretziger.
I am Jason Feltman.
We are agents.
We are insurance dudes.
I think what's interesting about the whole situation with your ops manager is it makes me think of, I had some situations in the past where I put people in charge and then I'm kind of micromanaging.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like checking on the stuff, you know, do the, like, it's like I've had multiple situations where people have told me, dude, are you going to do this or am I going to do this?
Like, you? If somebody comes I can't imagine to you doing that.
If somebody, if somebody comes to you, are you going to override what I say kind of thing? And it's like, damn, like, I don't even mean to. But so I've been trying to be much more conscious of that over the last many years. But it is funny. The more you give someone autonomy, it shows like, A, they take ownership of it or they don't, right? Either way, it's kind of, I think we do that because we get scared like things will fall apart, right? But like if it falls apart with that person, they're the wrong person, or it gets better with the person and then they're the right person. But we get scared that like maybe this is the wrong person and maybe that's not, you know, maybe that's why we're doing that. But
and that's why you're training to the process and not like to the personality. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You could identify the
process, not the people.
Right.
Yeah.
You find the personality that'll fit in the system, not like it was before, typical Craig fashion, you know, try to jam the problem so we can make a solution. It's like, no, don't put the square peg in. If I'm not going to build my agency around the people, let's create the system that works and then find the right players to play. Right. Belichick isn't like, oh, you know, whatever. We'll grab some guys from the high school and we'll just figure it out. No, he has a system and these players will play well in this system. And that's why he gets them. Right. Then he videotapes the
who's enemy. Belichick.
It doesn't matter.
Some foosball coach, right?
Foosball coach. Yeah.
It's funny. Carbs. I don't know if you know this about Craig, but we kind of figured this thing out within the last month about him, is that Craig likes to find solutions and then finds problems that those solutions can solve.
Working backwards.
It's interesting. It's an interesting way to.
Hey, look,
okay,
you're going to do it the other way. We're going to meet somewhere in the middle. It's all going to work out.
He'll find something that's really cool that can solve a lot of problems. And then he starts trying to see, okay, if I use this, what problems can I solve with it?
Okay. So to prove that we both have ADHD, I'm going to switch the subject real quick. George, have you seen the Rabbit R1? And no, it's not a thing for the ladies. It's a different thing. It's a tech.
Yeah. Jay posted about it. That thing is crazy.
Did you order?
No, I did not order it.
What? No, I ordered it. This thing,
does it work?
I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, if it does what it says it does,
it hasn't been released yet.
Huh? We should get affiliate for this. Yeah, it's not out. I think we pre-ordered, I think. But
they're releasing it in like waves.
So it's $200 and you don't even get, like, there's no service, right? There's no service to pay for.
Yeah, I think you have to connect it to like other apps.
Or Wi-Fi or whatever. Yeah. And then you connect it to DoorDash and all that.
Yeah.
And like you literally would just go, I'm hungry. What should I get? And then it's going to go, you want tacos? And then you go, great, order me some tacos. And the tacos show up. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it integrates with all your other apps. And then it's just all voice AI generated. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, technology is just rapidly getting better and better. And let's talk about something that is out. I know I commented on one of Jay's posts. Also, I know you said you were getting that Vision Pro.
Oh, how is
it? Did you end up getting it?
Oh, yeah. We both got it.
Is it is it pretty sick? I mean, what can you do with it? I mean,
it's pretty cool. I haven't used it a ton for work. We need to do some stuff where we're like, you could do it on Zoom. It makes a cool little version of you that's in Zoom. That's kind of weird looking, but yeah.
Can you have different computers? So like when I first saw the videos, I was like, can you have like actual, a bunch of productive screens up at the same time? Yes. Like I have three monitors in front of me right now.
You
can
have,
like, can I have six actual screens?
You could have a zillion screens.
There's a caveat to that. So you can have one screen of your computer. You can't, so far they don't have it where you can do multi-screen of your computer, which I assume that they'll come out with that when, you know, at some point, but you can blow it up to like 120 inch screen and then reduce the pixels down so that you can put apps everywhere over that 120 inch screen.
Yeah, like a giant movie theater.
Gotcha.
But you can do
on the side, like your email over. It's so cool.
But it's got a bunch of built-in apps. So you can put, like, one thing that's cool is like the Safari browser. You can have like 100 Safari browsers around you. So you can have your MacBook giant screen, then all the native apps like messages and tons of iPad and iPhone apps and tons of Safari browsers. You can have all that stuff around you too. So you won't need as many screens from your MacBook. And then they all interact together. So it's pretty cool.
And then you also, like, you could either be sitting in your office, like you just see through it, just as a little, you know, fuzzy because it's like digital, you know, or you could switch it and you could be like in Yosemite and you're just like sitting on the snow outside of the forest, like with your computer stuff everywhere.
Doing quotes.
Well,
no, yeah.
Sitting in Yosemite doing quotes.
I mean, I don't do any quotes.
I know. I'm just thinking how many quotes I could do at the same time with 120 inch screen and just stuff everywhere. Like, that's awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can
50 quotes going at the same time.
It's cool at night in bed when the lights are off. Like, it'll still work. Even the hand gestures will still work in the dark.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, I've been in bed when my wife has gone to bed early and done it. Now, here's the other problem.
Wait, you guys just went to sleep?
No, she went to sleep and then I would.
What happened? Like, she came into bed and just went to sleep? Like, that's.
Huh?
Did you miss a step?
Yeah, all right. Dude, I've been with her for 20 years now. I met her 20 years ago. We started dating 20 years ago this year.
Well,
isn't that crazy?
No, not to be competitive, but I got you beat.
How many years?
26 this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
You are old.
I know. We got married young. Dude, she was 20. Was she 21? 23. She was 23.
Wow. My wife was 19 when I started dating her. I was 24.
Good job.
Is that? I don't know.
I think that's a good job.
It seems creepier now than it did back then.
Well, I mean, if you were 18 and she was 13, it definitely would be creepy. Maybe illegal. Yeah. Definitely. I mean.
Oh.
Well, that took a strange turn.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about Vision Pro.
So what else? The AI is pretty cool.
I've been leveraging that.
Yes.
I'm sure it has it. Yeah.
Oh, but Vision Pro? No, it doesn't really have anything.
You're talking about like ChatGPT and all this other stuff.
That, yeah.
You know,
well, it's wild because... Yeah. I mean, ChatGPT is a baby, right? And it's something else. Like, that just is something else. But now all the other ones are like just releasing so quick. And I don't know how much it impacts agents, you know, from a day to day, but there are a lot of tasks and like quick things you can operate quicker, right? Like with the information that you can gather.
Do you guys use that in the agency yet?
Not.
So my ops manager started using it for email replies. And it's funny. I gave her feedback and I was like, hey, you're just great responses. And then she started doing them like faster. And I look at it and I go, I start noticing a couple errors. And I'm like, you're using ChatGPT. So it's like, it makes humans process a lot faster, right? Because it's giving us the information and we can, but it can't replace us, right? There's still a lot of stuff that we need to interject and humanize it, but it does a phenomenal job, right? We just got to be able to proofread it and make sure that it makes sense for that correct scenario.
Yeah. Like you're not writing articles and blogs and copy to paste it, and all of a sudden you have something like that you're going to not look good if that happens. Right.
Yeah.
But definitely like idea generation, just like that little thing right there, that email trick, like it's funny because I've been utilizing it, but I have not been correcting it and sending it to Jason. Anytime he emails me, I reply with the AI, but try to get as goofy as it can go.
And then I'd say,
he says bad words when he replies. Well,
I call it shitty Craig AI. That's what did you do with real Craig?
Yeah. Where's real Craig? That's shitty Craig AI. So that's what we're doing over here.
Yeah. So like what's cool. I love that idea. One of the things that like kind of do with ChatGPT is set up your own GPT. So you can make your own GPTs now and have it self prompt. And so what I think is really cool for people to do in agencies is start putting like, okay, you are writing as, you know, George Carbonell, you are an agent for this, give it all this kind of context and then tell it, you are going to reply to all these emails, giving this kind of tone. And if you prompt it really, 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 really well in the description so that it uses that as a reference and then just start pasting, your emails in there, it will give really good responses. But you have to prompt it real well. And then you could share that GPT with other people in your agency so that they can use the same prompting.
Right.
And that's a really cool. That is a really cool way to start using it in the office.
And you have like nice crisp email without really any mistakes. I mean that you have to read it. You have to proof it because sometimes it's wonky. Earlier today when I replied to you, like it thought you had the attachment, but I was sending the attachment. You know, like it couldn't figure that out. But I just kept it because it was funny.
But that's not even ChatGPT. That's some crappy program that you have.
Yeah. Spark. It's a really good email
program.
It'll
get you to 95% there, which is, I mean, I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to remove this, the typing process on emails, I mean, that's huge, right? Because there's just so many.
The other one that I love that's an easy one for everybody in the office, and I think it's like $8 a person, is Grammarly. Have you guys used Grammarly?
That one's good.
I freaking love it.
There's a thousand of those ones.
Yeah, it's like a little icon and you type. It doesn't matter what program you're on. You type out and it'll correct everything. It'll give you ideas of the, like for the sentence to reword it so that it makes more sense and it sounds more professional. So if you're using ChatGPT with Grammarly, really easy to correct whatever GPT puts out there. But Grammarly is one of those things. I'm not the best writer. So when I write something, Grammarly always correct. It's usually I flip it around because the old ADD kind of stuff. Like I'll put the end at the beginning or something like that and it'll help me. But Grammarly's good.
I didn't like the little green thing. It was in the way of my mouse. So I killed it. It has so like he described it how it works and it functions great, but it puts this little green like tab on the corner and it just drives you crazy.
So
are you gonna bring her home?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring her home. So like next, let's do this again and let's check in. So one of the things that I'll check in on is starting up the sales again. I'll kind of give you guys an update with that. I know bringing my dude back should be interesting. Should be fun. We're trying a new system I'm going to get involved into some new tricks that I might have up my sleeve for sales, plus using the old tricks, plus I'm excited. So I'll get you guys
anybody
updated.
Firing up leads at this point, it's a good time to be listening and watching.
Yeah. fire up leads.
Hey, Jason.
With the
I'm excited IL- for next episode to learn the systems.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we'll see how that goes. If that goes really well, there'll be something. George, we might do an event out here in California, FYI.
Yeah, I saw a little sneak peek to that. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I remember we did the Ignite a couple years ago now, pre-COVID, and that was a huge success. That was awesome. A lot of good relationships and good networking and takeaways. Yeah.
Yeah. Super cool.
No, it was post-COVID, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah,
22. It was post-COVID because I had to wear a mask on the plane.
Oh, gosh. Those days were terrible. Oh.
This is the worst.
Inter-COVID. I'm in on a plane with a mask on sneezing. Oh, I mean, you know, I know I can't control, but geez.
Your allergies during COVID were at an all-time high, and I've never seen anything like that. The responses of people when you were in public was the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was I could have had a gun and been shooting it, and I would have got a lesser reaction than having that mask and like the little fiberglass tickling my nose, and I was just sneezing and
So what are we checking in on you guys for when we get back?
We've always got great things going. I'm gonna grab some stuff from Jazz and we'll talk through that. See where we're at. Talk
accountability
about
stuff.
Yeah, we can do accountability.
Well, what are you gonna be accountable for the next couple of months?
Who?
We'll check in with you in 2 months, a month or two.
Is it that long?
Huh? No, I'm saying by next episode. What are we gonna check in with you?
I thought it was gonna be more every week. That's what you said.
Are we doing this every? No.
Oh,
it's going to be like every month or two.
I'm just going to dance then.
I'm also doing working out consistently with physical therapy.
And if we get 1,000 likes on this episode, then Jason will live broadcast every single workout for the rest of the year.
I can do that. Even my physical therapy when I'm on the weird machine.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just live stream that.
What about you, Carbs?
So, we just had 6 people start within the last 3 weeks. So, I think that's a huge piece to see because we implemented a new training and onboarding and development, strategy for our agency. We have a dedicated leader that's just focused on owning all of those processes essentially. So this is her really second class now because we had 3 people start 2 weeks ago, another 3 people that started last Monday, and then we have another 3 people starting March 4th on Monday. So we're going to start measuring what the success is of this program and how many people we retain from that and see what the lift we get. Because we know we need good people to keep scaling, and it's a grind. It's a grind we talked about being consistent. This is one of, you know, buying leads. You got to be consistent with buying your leads and your marketing. You got to be consistent and not turning off your recruiting funnel. There's always going to be somebody that is leaving or has to be coached out, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Is that in-house that you're doing that?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, we started it in late November. We transitioned one of our rock stars into that role. And then, I worked with my business coach to kind of develop the processes that we're, you know, she's going to consistently follow. And, you know, from interviewing to onboarding checklist to what do the first 2 weeks look like in scheduling to how do you grade? Yeah, so, okay, we're training them on building rapport. Okay, that's great. But how do you actually grade what building rapport looks like and give that feedback in real time? So you're breaking out every little thing.
Ooh, I have one for you. Yeah. Have you heard of Read AI? Read.ai? It's a screen cap. So it'll, it like records the Zoom. So it goes in Zoom and you may be able to do phone calls, but, it coaches based on what they say. It's pretty interesting. It's really cool. And it gives feedback on engagement. So if they do any quotes on Zoom, it's very, very useful. Like nice. We've used it with Jonathan here for the telephonal, stuff. He's our sales guy.
Yeah, I think my CPA uses that because I get like everything in text after the meeting kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that do that. This one was because it has this coaching aspect. It's really cool. So I think that would help people too, if, you know.
So continue, Carbs.
You were. Yeah, I mean, coaching to each process and grading it. I mean, and then she's actually leading those individuals through the first, at least the first 30 days. So it's like her own pod, right? And then as she, recruits them, trains them, develops them onto with the rest of the, you know, the rest of the crew.
Love it.
They graduate to the senior sales rep.
Love it. So. Productize. You productized the hiring and onboarding.
Yeah, because it's not stopping. And you know, I've you know, shout out to Top Tier and Gary. I've used them for a ton of stuff, right? But I think it's a business development like maturity stage where like this is never going to stop, and you have to realize that recruiting is never going to stop. And if you just got to have that, you know, just like Google has their own recruiting team, right? Like they have their own team. You just have, it's just a step forward in that process.
Yeah, you get to.
When you're smaller, you should not have all these processes in your agency or business, right? You're just, you're using other people's specialties. But as you grow, it's become such a need. And the size that you are, it makes total sense because that is an ongoing thing. So.
Yeah, you have the same underlying fundamental process, right? And it's just like, okay, what can I absorb in-house as I scale? And like, as you get, as you scale, it makes more sense because it's more efficient if they're in-house. It's more, you know, it costs less if it's in-house, but you can't afford in-house before you're at that point, right? Because it's too expensive.
Right.
And that's where somebody like Gary or you know, the other ones out there are really good at filling the front end of the funnel. It's like buying leads. Hey, if I could buy leads to get me quotes, great, then I'm going to do it. If I could buy people to run through my funnel, great, I'm going to do it. You know, but at which point is it more effective for it to be in-house versus the other side, right? When did you see, like, when was it, at what point in scaling did you see that it was more of a benefit to have it in-house?
It was probably October when I realized, like, because what happens is we have our team, right? So we have the team, and then we lose a couple people, and it's like, oh shoot, I need to make a call. I need to say, hey, I need to turn this on. Where really I should just have it consistently, right? I buy leads every day.
Right.
I got transfers coming in every day. Yeah. This is just one of those things that I just need to be doing every day. And if she's not actively training and recruiting, well, she can use her time to start developing, whether it's some of the new people that recently graduated through the classes or just anybody that needs further assistance. Cause she's been with me for 4 years. I mean, she's awesome, right? She understands what we're trying to do. So it was just, and that's one of the reasons we've kind of taken a step back in production, because I took this super high performer and I pulled her out in November, and that really hurt us. I mean, she was doing 60, 70 items a month, but really the goal is to replicate her, you know,
right,
10 times.
It's having the long vision, right? If you understand this is a marathon and today's results are, you know, okay, so this month sucked. Get over it, move on. It's the long game. You know, sometimes it's a tough one when you know that that made you miss bonus, right? You got to wait, but guess what? Another year is going to happen. If the other year doesn't happen, then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Cause you're not around
for
the other year to happen.
Well, we have something to check in on me for, and Carbs, not really anything for Craig.
So, okay. I've had four sales folks for a long time, and I've had the same thing happen where you get comfortable with not having the hiring machine going, right? And I think with the options that are out there, there is a quick fix if you need, or maybe a perception of a quick fix. I don't think there is a quick fix because you never know, right, how long it's going to take. So yes, you definitely have to have it going. And Jazz and I met when I got back from Costa Rica, and I thought, geez, we just in case, right? Because some people have been out, and it's like, okay, we got to get consistency going again. Because I don't change the leads, and I know you like you just keep leads on. Because if you move that, then now you have less players and less stuff to work with, and then in 2 weeks you're really screwed, right? And then that's when you get emotional. You're like, I'm done. It's over. So can't do that, right? So, we hired one guy.
No bueno.
2 weeks. That was it. He was on the phone for a week. And really, I was like, Jazz, why was he just on the phone for the first week? Because he'd be gone. We would have saved a week, right? So, but he's learning too, right? That's the thing, is giving autonomy. They're going to make mistakes, but they're going to learn from the mistakes. And I think it's a much better lesson learned when you go through the mistake, because you feel the pain. You have to freaking work through it. Why are you giving that
100%?
I
told you we started this in November. The first three people that she hired, all we either let go or quit within the first 2 weeks. Yeah. So she's a high performer. So she was super hard on herself. And again, it's just encouraging and learning from the mistakes. And, you know, she owns that process. So it was like a failure. Right. So everybody she's hired is still here so far. So we're good right now. And they've been selling for a week now. And, you know, they got, some of them have 6 items, some of them 10. So next month we should be in a good spot.
We got to remember that piece, right? Like we're entrepreneurial. And so we fail, and then we forgot that we fail. We just keep doing it over and over, and then we get the good one happens, right? And then it works, because that's consistency, right? It's another version. Here's another iteration of being consistent. Fail, 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 fail. You're going to win eventually, right? And most folks who are in a working atmosphere, that's why they're working. They don't want to fail, right? They don't like failing, and it's not comfortable. And so, yeah, it's important to support them when they go through that and help. Like, that's such a huge thing to be able to give that perspective to people. Like, hey, it's okay. Don't, like, you're all stressed out. Don't worry about it. Like, you know, if it happens again and again and again, then, you know, now we got to talk about something here. Like, it's not clicking. But I mean, man, it's great when they make a mistake, right?
Well, the big win of is somebody comes in and doesn't work out after 2 weeks, you just won. Because usually with other agencies and companies, it can take months or years. So if you can figure that out earlier on, you like, that's a win. Like, that's a huge win. But I do want to circle back around to Craig. What are we going to check in on?
So we hired another guy who we're very pumped about, and I can go ahead and that'll be my thing. You guys, everybody's talking about their team. So we'll look and look at his development. He's actually on the phone taking transfers now. He trained for a week. So
cool.
He's ready to rock. I mean, you know, he's not taking transfers. He's creating transfers right now.
Nice.
Then he has to do 80 quotes, 80 households.
Love it.
Yep. But he's a talker. He is a talker. So, you know, not out there as much.
Well, that's Carbs Corner.
And that's a Carbs Corner. Grab yourself a coffee.